Blaine Gabbert expected to start Sunday's game coming off a hand injury. He led the Jags back on the practice field today. The division rival Indianapolis Colts come into Everbank this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. JP Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And John, the Jags are 0-3, but it's time to look ahead to a division rival.
And it's cozy. We're at home again, playing at home this weekend. So, yeah, it's time to get into the AFC South and see what happens next.
Well, let's take a look at the first practice of the week for the Jaguars on Wednesday. Tight end Mercedes Lewis missed the first 3 weeks with a calf injury. He did go in pads today, a little more tomorrow, and then they'll see from there. He expects to play on Sunday. Maurice Jones-Drew off to the side today. He should be a go for this week, though. Babin and Miller had off days as well for the Jags. Of course, the quarterback is the biggest story of the week. Blaine Gabbert will make the start against Indy. He worked out with a scout team on Friday back at San Jose State. Gus Bradley said he played a lot looser than normal on Friday, and Blaine just wants to bring that kind of mentality to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, just going out there and really just having fun, just playing ball. And it was a fun experience to go out there, and we were going against our defense, and we were just trying to make plays. It was like we're in the backyard again. And if we can emulate that within our offense on the regular season games, we're going to be extremely successful.
Well, John, Gus Bradley in his press conference on Monday said Blaine in that practice at San Jose State played with more freedom with the scout team, but what does that mean?
Well, and you keep on listening for something that might make the light go on for Blaine. And what Gus talked about, what Jed Fish talked about, and what Blaine talked about today was a chance to maybe go out there and relax. Jed Fish was real interesting. He talked about giving Blaine a chance to have fun. Enjoy this. You're an NFL quarterback. You're 23 years old. Go out and enjoy it. I think Blaine talked a little bit during his stuff about you can't go completely that way. You have to run the game plan, and you can't just be off, just doing whatever you want to do. But maybe, I guess, getting into some of the backyard stuff, having fun, might make a difference for him.
Will he be ready to go coming off a few weeks off?
Yeah, there's any question. To listen to him, he didn't sound concerned at all about the health, about the hand or whatever. I think he just wants to get out there and maybe start showing what he can do.
Well, a quarterback needs an offensive line, and the story this week is that the Jags might use some more gap technique as opposed to zone or mix in some of that. What do you make of all this?
It's hard to know exactly what they're going to do. Jed said today it's going to be about the same. They try to run a mix, and they try to use it based on whatever situations they're in. We'll see what the difference there is. The bottom line, the interior of the line and line of the hole has to play better. They've got to give Maurice some more holes. Maurice Jones-Drew is, I guess, running for a little over 2 yards a carry. Especially on early downs, they've got to get better and give themselves better chances.
John, the Jags are 0-3. The Colts are 2-1 and hot. Mm-hmm. Got to get better this week.
Well, on paper, nobody's going to give the Jaguars a chance. I mean, the matchups are not good. The Colts went out to San Francisco and they won a big game on Sunday. So on paper, the Jaguars have a chance. Well, nobody in Nashville is going to give them a chance. But this team's, I think they remain very confident. If you listen to them in the locker room, they still believe they're getting better. They're getting better every week, and they still believe in what Gus Bradley's saying. As long as they do that, I expect them to keep improving.
Great stuff as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.